The American Academy of Pediatrics has guidelines to help determine if a sick child needs to be kept from others. Daycare knowledge and adherence to these recommendations is spotty, according to a study done by a doctor at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Andrew Hoshikawa asked about 300 Milwaukee daycare directors what they'd do if a child had, say, pink eye, a cold, or scalp infection. 57% of daycare directors would send the child home. National pediatric guidelines say none of these conditions warrants exclusion. Here's part of the reason why.
Most children, by the time they have these symptoms, have likely already spread the illness.
Of course, Hoshikawa says, there are always exceptions. But sending kids home needlessly can jeopardize a parent's job if they can't get time off.
Especially, I think, in Wisconsin, among the first states to really adopt welfare reform, where many of the parents had to return to work or had to go to job-related training, we know that they needed daycare.
Hoshikawa says state training programs for daycares could prevent sick kids being sent home when they don't need to be. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.